I believe all power is ordained by God.
Good morning and welcome back to our broadcast this morning, 15 minutes of prayer called A Time of Prayer. This morning we're going to be talking about Nehemiah again and how to prepare your way for success. So come with us and reason with the Lord and pray in spirit and in truth. Come by faith to receive your healing and come by faith to be set free from worry and dissension. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah 54 that every believer shall break forth from their right to their left in every area of their lives with a joyful shout. So experience God's joy in your life and live up to your highest potential by His grace, Jesus Christ. Yes, the kingdom of God is at hand, everyone, and God is drawing us, His people, through Christ, to worship Him with love. God's power and His miracles are real. So let us lift up the name above all names, Jesus Christ, on earth, in our hearts. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we welcome the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our broadcast today. And we thank you for all of the work that Jesus Christ has done on the earth. Let the sprinkling of the blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Holy Redeemer of Israel, be sprinkled now upon the conversations and upon this broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, we have with us this morning a beautiful sister by the name of Patricia Slaughter. She's having an awesome, powerful event coming up in March, and I've asked her to join us to share with us a bit about this conference. Good morning, sister.
Good morning to you, sister. It's just great to be here on today. Amen. God is just doing some awesome things in this season. Amen. This year, to promote Kingdom United 2014, and this year we call the Relentless Gather. Amen. And that's March 6, 7, and 8 in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Amen.
Okay, can you repeat that? It's in Jacksonville. Can you repeat that, sister?
Can you hear me? Can you repeat that? You said it's in
Jacksonville, North Carolina. Correct.
Okay. Okay, and it's March the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell us for a quick minute here, how did this get started? Because I understand this is not your first conference.
Yes, this is the third year. It's annual, and this is the third year. And God gave me this Kingdom United as a gathering of the great gifts in the body of Christ coming together to empower, amen, and to bring inform and to release into the body of Christ, amen. And then Psalms would say, Psalms 133, it just says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Amen.
Amen. We know there's power in unity as we come together. We just have some really great speakers on this.
Amen. Yes. Can you tell us who they are?
Unite 2015. Yes. Mm-hmm. On 2015, we have a blessed woman of God come in. Yelena Morgan is a pastor out of New York, New York. We also have a prophet, Robert Shear, out of Miami, Florida.
Awesome.
And we also have one of Jacksonville's own, Pastor Yvette Williams of Jacksonville, North Carolina. And then last but not least, amen, A Time to Pray host, which is yourself, Apostle Sabrina Evans. Amen. Coming back the way of Washington, D.C. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm looking forward to this event, and I just want to encourage all of the listeners, if you are looking for a change in your life, if you want a breakthrough in your life, if you want to come closer in your relationship with God and with Christ, then I urge you to come join us in Jacksonville, North Carolina, March the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th, because it will be worth it. So, my sister, tell our listeners how they can contact you should they need more information or to ask you something concerning the event.
Amen. It can be reached on Facebook. Amen. Also on Twitter. Amen. To God be the glory. Patricia Slaughter. Patricia B. Slaughter. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook. You can reach me there on Twitter. It's the same. Patricia Slaughter.
Amen.
Amen. On Twitter.
And
the number that you can reach me for is 910-547-4024. Amen. For just more information. Amen. Those that would like to know about the Hampton Inn, it will be held at the Hampton Inn, the hotel. Amen. Those that need the information for that, the address is 1032 Hampton Inn Way. Amen. In Jacksonville, North Carolina. It's at the Hampton Inn.
So let me repeat that.
1032.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the street?
Hampton Inn Way.
Hampton Inn Way. Okay.
In Jacksonville, North Carolina.
And okay. And can you repeat your telephone number one more time?
Yes, they can reach me at this number, 910-547-547.
Mm-hmm. 910-517. Okay, 4024.
Correct.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So I thank you again, sister, for coming on, taking your time this morning. I'm excited about this event. I'm going to be promoting it on my Facebook pages, and as soon as I get a chance to get back to my website, I'm going to be promoting it there for you as well. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And I look forward to seeing you for the first time. We've been sisters
Amen.
For a number of years
Amen. It'll
now.
Be my pleasure.
Amen.
It'll be my
Amen.
Pleasure.
Amen. Well, Amen. God bless you. Let's talk soon.
Amen.
Amen. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about, as we continue in the broadcast here, about preparation. About praying, about girding ourselves up, and preparing for success. Amen. God called Nehemiah to accomplish one of the greatest works completed by mankind in the Bible, the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. See, God will use us to do some things that seem impossible. It seemed impossible at the time. To rebuild, repair the walls of Jerusalem. But God will shape us and condition us in preparation for his great work. He will train us with experiences while using our personalities and our characteristics, as he did Nehemiah. And God will use common people and put these common people in unique positions like he did Nehemiah, who was a cupbearer for a king. A Persian king during that time. Now, to be a cupbearer, one had to be highly esteemed and valued for their modesty and courage, because the cupbearer's duty is not only to serve the drinks at the royal table, but sometimes to allow some of the drinks to be taken in first by himself. He had to swallow some of the drink before it was served to the king. So see, a cupbearer must guard against poison in the king's cup. He must be highly trustworthy in order to hold this position. And Nehemiah was just that. He was a trustworthy man, a man of great character who was honest and had the ability, the uncanny ability, to remain calm under opposition. He was precisely the kind of man of God
that the Father needed to accomplish his plan for the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. And I want to make a suggestion to you today. Think about yourself for a moment. How can God use you right where you are today? Even if it's not where you want to be, it might be right where God needs you to be. So how can God use you as a vessel for noble use like he did Nehemiah? Next, are you willing to stay there if this is where God wants you to be, so that God can work through you as he did Nehemiah with the opposition, of which we have so much in our world today? So God needs people like Nehemiah, that he can work through around the opposition to accomplish his plan in his kingdom. And lastly, do you talk to God? Do you talk to Christ? Because if you do talk to God and if you do talk to Christ, then you must be willing to walk with God. Amen? And you must be willing to walk with Christ. Nehemiah talked to God, and God's hand was with Nehemiah. In fact, Nehemiah says in Nehemiah 2:18, "Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he has spoken to me. And they said to him, 'Let us rise up and build.' And so they strengthened their hands for this good work." Being prepared for the work God has or is calling you to do means being prepared to serve him. And to serve God and to serve Christ, we must talk to them and walk with them. Paul tells us in Galatians 5:22, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So in walking with the Spirit, circumcise yourself from the world and the world's ways. In 2015, cut off from some people you know distract you and who do not help build you up. It only takes a little leaven to leaven a whole lump of dough, you know. So instead, pray for them and encourage them and don't allow them into your personal space. And be dutiful and faithful where God has positioned you now until it's time for a move. Be authentic in your character. Be good to those who talk about you, saying bad things about you behind your back. Jesus teaches us to love our enemies and stop doing things in the flesh. Don't allow your emotions to control you. The flesh sets itself against the Spirit. And remember, we can only be tempted by the enemy and carried away from fulfilling God's plan by our own lust and then enticed. So live in Spirit. Jesus already abolished the stumbling block of the cross, the flesh. So live with the hope of righteousness in your heart and talk to Christ. And lastly, by your faith working through your love for the Father in Christ Jesus in your heart, allow the fruit of the Spirit to abide in you. Amen. Each and every day that you wake up to give all glory and honor to Jesus for what he already did for you. And God, who sees in secret, will use you and strengthen your hands for his good work ahead. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. My Father, my God, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. My Father, my God, I release the power of the Holy Spirit upon the listeners, and I sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ upon their hearts and minds, removing every ungodly thing and thought. You say in your word in Isaiah 54, they'll break forth in every area of their lives. For this reason, I break every demonic plan of manipulation and every seed of death and every evil plot the enemy devised to frustrate or confuse them in the name of Christ Jesus. Now I release upon them divine strength to do what seems to be the impossible, to be the Nehemiah you called them to be. Receive this divine strength now. Thank you, my Father, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the accomplished work in them that's already advanced the kingdom. Amen.
To sow a seed into this ministry, visit redroseministry.com.